I'd like you to turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 2 tonight. Proverbs chapter 2. From time to time, I have people that will approach me and seek advice. They've come to me probably more so because of my position as pastor than maybe my person, but nevertheless, I take it as a very profound privilege and responsibility. You also have people at times that are going to come to you, or have come, or are coming to you to seek advice or wisdom. Sometimes those individuals and those people, they know what is right, but they haven't been living that way. And so what they have found is they've found their life to be in a mess, and they want to get out of the mess. And so they come looking for advice for the quick, easy way to get out of the mess. The book of Proverbs has a message for those dear people. And also, in conjunction with that, there are those that legitimately are seeking wisdom, and they are trying to live for God and seek to please Him, but they just don't know what to do. Proverbs has a message for them. The format of this message, and there's no way I will complete tonight our study, so this will probably go on for a week or two, maybe three. But the format is, I have a worksheet for you, all right? And so a worksheet that pretty much is the outline of the chapter, Proverbs chapter 2. And it is very a simple outline. There's nothing fancy about it. I basically have just broken down the chapter. And what the intent behind this is to equip you, as well as myself, with a tool to be able to help guide another on the path of right living, to guide them and to give them wisdom, to show them how they can know God, how they can live with God's wisdom, how they can stay pure, how they can discern the right path in life. Legitimate questions that people have all around us. And I trust that this tool will help you and equip you, and even maybe guide you in future studies that you will do on your own. Because you're gonna see that what I've done is very simple. It is something that it's not scientific. It's taking the passage as it is and just breaking it down into its individual thought. So I'm gonna hand this out, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through just the first two sections tonight, if we can. Now, what I'd like you to do is bring this with you in subsequent weeks to come, and we're going to work our way through filling it out. But Proverbs chapter 2. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And if you underline in your Bibles, I'd like you to just pay specific attention to the verbs that you see here, the actions. If you will, in your outline, it says, if I will, and then there is a list of 8 different actions that an individual should do. I entitle this section, Taking Action. You see, individuals, when they are seeking wisdom and they desire to get out of maybe the mess that they are in or the situation that they're in, they want help. They want somebody to do something for them. They want their circumstances to change. When in many cases, what needs to change is they themselves. What needs to change is their inactivity. It needs to become activity. Action. Well, what is that action? What are the right actions that they are to do? Proverbs gives us those actions that a person should do. All right, so verses 1 through 4, pay special attention to the verbs. And I have given them to you on your outline. They are the initial words there on each line. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then," and then we'll stop there. But notice this is a if, then. Okay? If you take these actions, then you will. Verses 5 through 9. Now, this first section, verses 1 through 4, I entitled Taking Action. What's the first verb that you see? My son, if thou wilt receive. And what is he to receive, or what are we to receive? My words. Notice on your outline, I've kind of personalized this proverb. I've called it, "If I will receive your words." In other words, let's make it personal, right? If you were to give this outline to somebody, you would want them to ask the questions about themselves. If I will receive your words, God. This idea of receive is to lay hold of, to seize, to acquire. Now think about that. Think about the ramifications of receiving, to lay hold of the word of God. An individual comes and seeking wisdom and desires to get out of the situation that they are in, and Proverbs tells them, lay hold of God's word. Seize it. Acquire it so that it is your own. Notice the emphasis upon the word of God. Next verb you see there, hide my commandments with thee. Interesting term. Same term that's used in Psalm 119:11 that says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. This word hid or hide speaks of to treasure, to store it up. You also see this same word in verse 7 of the same chapter where it says, he layeth up sound wisdom. An action that God does, and we're going to talk about that later. But an individual not only needs to lay hold of God's word, but they need to treat it as a treasure and store it up. They need to store it up. You know what? You want to walk the right path. You want to walk God's way. Then not only should you lay hold of God's word, but you should be storing it, not only in your mind and this idea of memorization, but treating it as a very valuable treasure in your life. So receive your words, hide your commandments. Next, incline my ear unto wisdom. Incline. Give attention to heed. So in other words, the action is, I am to incline or give attention unto God's wisdom. How many of you believe that God has wisdom to offer you? James 1:5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. You know what? If you believe that God has wisdom to offer you, then you need to turn your ear and listen for it. Listen to it. Seek to glean it. How are you going to glean that wisdom? From receiving the Word of God and treasuring it up. I trust as you go through this that you picture yourself sitting down with that person that's seeking wisdom, that person that comes to you and seeks advice. And you can just honestly share with them God's plan. And it involves God's Word, but it involves them taking action. Receive, hide, incline. Next, you see, apply. Apply my heart to understanding. Now, as we think about this idea of apply, many times we think of that as taking something that we hear and putting it into practice, which is true, but this term, and I want to give you the literal idea of this term to help visualize exactly what the writer is saying. This word apply my heart means to turn or stretch out or extend my heart to understanding. So what the picture is, if you will, is if your mind had arms, it would be reaching out as far as it could to glean and to grab the understanding of God. So what we're talking about here is an individual, as they take action in their lives, they receive God's Word, they hide it, they bend their ear to it, and they establish a precedent in their life that they will extend themselves to seek to glean as much truth of God as they can. They will extend out to their heart, their mind, their understanding, so that they can glean these truths of God. I got to tell you, if you desire to live God's way, if you desire to change and get out of a mess, you do it God's way, then you are going to have to take action and put effort, and that is understand, seek to understand God's ways. Now, as I go through all of this, I want you to keep in mind, this is in the Proverbs, okay? And the Proverbs is giving us wisdom, practical insight for life. Now, taking this in conjunction with what we understand in the New Testament, we understand that the grace of God is intimately involved in all of these processes. And so that we don't get carried away in thinking that this is all an effort of man. The grace of God is going to be intimately involved in all of these things. But listen, people need practical suggestions and help, and that's what Proverbs is all about. And sometimes they might need a person to sit down and open the Bible and say, God's Word tells you, you need to lay hold of this truth. You need to treat it as a treasure and store it up. You need to bend your wisdom to it, you know, or your ear to it. You know what that means? When somebody's preaching, you're listening. When somebody's talking about the Word of God at the lunch table, instead of going to somewhere else, you go and sit next to them. Your ear is tuned in to the Word of God. Your heart, you're extending as far out to try to glean this understanding. Verse 3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, to summon, to call for. Proverbs chapter 8, just flip over a few pages. And I want you to notice chapter 8, verse 1, you see the same word, doth not wisdom cry out, and understanding put forth her voice. Look at verse 4, unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. Here in this context, you see wisdom calling out to man. In chapter 2, the writer is saying, you cry out after knowledge. You summon it to come. You call out for it. That's so important. I mean, what does that tell you about a person's heart? if they say they want to know wisdom, but yet they don't call out for it. They just expect it to come. You know what? Call out for this truth. Call out for knowledge. Cry after knowledge. And the next phrase, lift up my voice for understanding. Put forth my voice. Then you see this verse 4, and this is just a beautiful description here. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasure. Now, what's the her here? You see all of a sudden an introduction of a female pronoun in here. Well, throughout the book of Proverbs, I see wisdom spoken of as a female. And so I believe here what you're seeing is we are to seek after wisdom as if it was silver, and search for her as if it was a hidden treasure. You know what? If you desire to walk the right path and live the life that's pleasing to God, you're going to seek after God's wisdom and God's word as if it was priceless, infinitely and infinite in value, as if it was a hidden treasure. And as we think about all of these verbs, and this is a whole mountain of action. I mean, this is action after action after action that is piled up before a person. I want you to, if you zero it all down, and if you just summarize it all, you could summarize it by saying, seek after God's word. Seek after God's word. We need to take action. We need to seek after God's word. And then, verses 5 through 9, we see the promised fruit. First section is taking action. Secondly, we see promised fruit. And this is important because when people desire wisdom and they desire to walk in God's way, and God gives them all of this action and things to do, God gives them this promise. God says, listen, you do things my way, and then, verse 5, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom out of his mouth, comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. And isn't that the desire of people? Isn't that the desire of many young people? The desire, they just want to know what God's will is. What's the right path for me? Maybe it's a question you're asking. What's the right way for me to go? What's the good path? You know what? The book of Proverbs here guides us to the right answer. Take action, and you will see the promised fruit of understanding the fear of the Lord. Now, I want you to notice here that the promised fruit is not specific answers, but it's a specific God. I want you to notice that taking action here does not guide a person necessarily onto where they should be, but who they should be looking at. And in the process of looking in the right direction at the right person, that being God, they will be guided to the right path. Understanding the fear of the Lord, to perceive, to discern, to consider it. If you look at the beginning of Proverbs in chapter 1, Notice verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. The fear of the Lord. What is that? Well, it's more than the idea of standing there with shaking knees and being terrified. It's actually taking that concept and transferring the energy into it, rather than into a shaking, but into a reverence. Taking the Almighty God, who is fearful. I mean, God is so powerful and so great, we cannot behold him. But it's taking that and transferring that energy into, instead of running away and being afraid, it's taking it and transferring and laying down at his feet and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's the fear of the Lord here that a person will understand. Why? It's because they've sought after it, and they've been in front of God's Word, and God's Word has been poured into their life, and they are treasuring God's Word. Dear ones, God's Word creates within a person the fear of the Lord. You know what? That's what we desire in our children, right? We desire that our children have a fear of the Lord. They have a healthy respect. When they have a healthy respect of the Lord, you can trust that they will walk in his ways. It's when an individual stops respecting God and they begin to respect their own choices and decisions over that of God that you will begin to see them walk away. Understand the fear of the Lord. What we're going to do is we're going to stop here tonight. But I want to just kind of wrap things up for us, reminding you again. Do you ever ask, how can I know God? Do you ever ask, how can I live with God's wisdom? How can I stay pure? How can I discern the good and right path? I want you to know and take confidence that God's Word has answers for life. In counseling, I've been taught to use the Word of God. And I believe that God's Word is sufficient for man's problems and needs. And I want you to begin to see that as you study through this proverb. And as you study the other places of the Word of God, you can make an exercise of breaking down passages like this and begin to think about how you might use them in your own life or the life of others to guide them to truth. Lord, I thank you for this time, and Lord, we just rejoice in the opportunity to study your word and how it is so refreshing to know that it has answers for life. Lord, would you equip us and help us, Lord, to not only walk in your ways, but help and guide others to walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.